Blog Talk Radio.
I hope with my whole heart you are making the most of them. I hope that you can appreciate the love that is being sent your way, that you live in a benevolent universe, and that the angels surround you ready for your commands. What is it that you want today? What is it that you want in your life? Start focusing on the feeling of that. It would be so awesome if I could, and then think about it, if I had, if it was, and then visualize it. Feel the joy in your heart, and then know that that joy that you have in your heart, you are now sending out to the universe. And the universe captures that energy and attracts more of that energy to that thought, to that frequency, and it comes back to you as dreams fulfilled. That's love. Divine love creates miracles. That's where we are today. Divine love creates miracles. When you tap into the greater possibilities, when you tap in to the love and a benevolent universe, understanding you are unlimited, when you start being the commander of your universe instead of the whiny child, pouting and moaning and groaning and complaining, when you step in and say, thank you for this day, thank you for the job I have, even though you may hate it, and thank you that I'm not going to be at this job very long because the universe is synchronizing the energy and putting together what I want. But it can't do that. Universe can't do that unless you take responsibility for understanding that you must hold the energy. Quit the whining, moaning, groaning, and complaining. That's ego. That's ego. It is amazing to me how many people are okay with the ego controlling their lives. Hello? Ego. Why would you want the ego to make decisions for you? Why would you want the ego to control your life? Why do you allow that to happen? Take a breath. Wherever you are, whatever moment you are in, whether you like it or not, if you want something more, the only way you can get more is to be thankful for what you do have. Ooh. How many of you are actually doing that? Ah. How many of you are actually doing that? Thank you for what I have. Thank you for this marvelous job. My energy here is done. I am ready to move on to the job of my dreams. And then make a list of what your dreams are. What is it you really want to do? Thank you for this partnership that I am in, but I feel I am done. I am done. I am done. And I am ready to move forward. Open up the doors, angels, for me to move forward. It is not that hard. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything this relationship offered me. I am now ready to go. I release all karma and all negativity from this, and I bless it. What are you doing? The universe cannot create good when we are whining, moaning, groaning, and complaining. The universe can't do it. It can only give to you what you are willing to receive. So if we are in a state of, oh, life sucks, guess what? Life is going to suck, and you are absolutely correct on that, by the way. So, have a sip of coffee. I will. Take a deep breath and go to gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Is there anything else I need to learn from this experience? Is there anything else I need to get? Give me wisdom and understanding. Start communicating with the universe, because the universe has sure been communicating with you. And if you're miserable, that's a sign you're not listening to the universe. Call it God, call it angels, call it source, whatever you want to call it. It's all about the love. The universe is benevolent. You are only limited by your thoughts. You are only limited by your ego. So I did a reading the other day. I spent an hour and a half giving the instructions on what to do to help move forward for this person. And in the end, the question was, is everything going to be all right? You see the irony of that. We have fear within us. That is ego. We have fear within us because society tells us we should be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Oh, my gosh. Be afraid somebody's going to, you know, steal your car, do this, do that. I don't know. All that stuff. Jeez. Ugh. Something doesn't go exactly the way we think it ought to go, and then we become very afraid. It never goes the way we think it ought to go. That's how the universe works. If we were able to figure things out on that level, we would not have to be here in this lifetime, okay, because we would already know it. We would have already mastered it all. But you are here because you haven't mastered it all. So whatever's happening to you is an adventure. Whatever is happening to you is there for your best and highest good. Think about that. You are being given a lesson. You are being given clarity. You are being shown discontentment so you can focus in on contentment and figure out what it is you want. What do you want? That is basically what the universe is talking to you about. And instead of us being grateful for the experience that makes me so uncomfortable, grateful for the experience of, whoa, I didn't expect this to happen, we're whining, moaning, groaning, and complaining. That's what we do. And we're afraid. We're very, very afraid. Oh, my God. Watch out for the immigrants. Watch out for the president. Watch out for this. Watch out. Oh, my God. How do you live life in fear every day? I used to. I did that. I ask that question to you. How do you do that? How do you live life miserable every day? Because that part of my life is like a movie I saw or a book I read. It's almost like I just can't quite remember. What's it like to be in fear every day? I can't even imagine making decisions based on fear. The universe has got your back. Whatever fear issues you have is being put in front of your face so you can release them, so you can understand yourself more, so you can move forward. Okay, angels, I'm afraid. Help me move forward. What do I need to know? Give me clarity. People call up these radio shows. My radio show is one of many. I don't have very many people listen. I haven't sought out, you know, to get famous on the radio show. If you're listening to this radio show, you are actually interested in an empowered life. If you're not interested in an empowered life and you just want to know, wow, am I going to get the boyfriend? Am I going to get the job? What's going to happen tomorrow? Because you're living in such fear and can't even imagine that you have to have somebody tell you everything's going to be all right. You're on the wrong show. The only way everything's going to be all right is as if you know it's going to be all right, because that's how the universe communicates with us. Oh, I have an issue in my life. Gee, maybe I should take a look at the emotions and feelings I have and try and figure out what lesson I need to learn so that I can move forward. That's what this show is about. It is about your empowerment. Your empowerment. That's what it's about. Now, take a deep breath and think about where you have spent your energy today. Where'd your energy go? Why have you called up? What is on your mind? There's a lot going on in the world. There may be a lot going on in your personal world, but I guarantee you we live in a loving, benevolent universe. The sooner you can grasp the concept that the universe is working on your behalf for your benefit. Think about that. Okay? The universe is working on your behalf for your benefit. The whole world is not against you. Everything that's happened up to this point is all about loving you. And somewhere along the way, you needed to get some clarity. And so you are in the position you are in, and the universe is speaking to you and saying, pay attention here. Pay attention. I get emails from people or people who get readings. I lost my job. Really? What am I going to do? I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid. Common denominator, common thread. Oh my God, I'm so afraid. You hated that job. Yes, I hated that job. And the angels tell me, you know, you asked for a different job. But you refused to leave the job you had, so the universe said, okay, we'll take care of this for you, just like you asked. The universe can only give you what you are open to receive. Whatever is happening to you is based on what you have created. If you don't like what you have created, it is time for you to ask for wisdom and understanding and start focusing on, what do I really want? Show me my joy, angels. I'm repeating, I'm repeating, I'm repeating. The world is a marvelous, marvelous place. We don't have to be subject to discontent, unhappiness, or fear. You actually came to this planet to get rid of your fear. You actually came to the planet in this go-around to learn more, to transform yourself. You actually opted to be here now, going through what you're going through. Are you missing the lesson? That's my question for you. Are you missing the lesson? That might not even be the most perfect word for it. Are you missing the information that the universe is trying to give you, to give you clarity on what you really want? What do you really want? And maybe you don't even know, but you know what you don't want. Maybe you're in a relationship that doesn't work, or maybe you run out of money, or any of those things. And money, my friend, is energy. That's it. Energy, done. Boom. Energy. Money is energy. That's it. Oh, I love that. Money is energy. That's all it is. We have given it power in our lives, but it's just energy. Think, my friends, think. What am I creating right at this moment? How did I start my day? Did I start it out with love and gratitude? Take a breath. These days are, definitely are, stressful. These days are trying to teach us a lot. And once again, I take you back to understanding you live in a benevolent universe. The universe is responding to your energy. Ask for clarity. You want to move forward. You want what you want. And you know what? The universe wants to give you what you want. Man, I remember the days. I don't have the emotion attached to it anymore. When I was younger, when I was in fear every single day, when you know, something good happened, then I was certain that the other shoe would drop and something bad would happen. I remember living depressed and miserable. I remember being sick all the time. If this is you, the universe is working with you. And I looked outside myself to other people, to relationships, to doctors, to psychologists. Help me, help me, help me. I'm miserable. I'm terrible. I can't sleep. I'm sick all the time. What is wrong with me? Nobody could figure it out. They had their ideas. And, of course, they gave their ideas to me. But none of it worked because I was looking outside of myself to heal it. And what we need to understand is it's not outside of us. It's in us. Happiness or a choice to be happy is within you. Nobody can make you happy. Nobody can validate you. Nobody can give you a pill and all of a sudden I'm better. You know how many people in this country are on antidepressants, making money for the pharmaceutical companies? And are they happy? They don't work. And there's a commercial, if your antidepressant isn't working, we have another antidepressant that you can take with it. The point is, it's not going to work. It is not in a pill. It is not in a new job. It is not in a new relationship. It is in you. You can choose to be in the relationship you're in, at the job you are at. Find this moment and say thank you. And you can be happy. And then you can start working on visualizing, okay, where is my joy? What do I really want? And then the universe will create that for you. Happiness is an inside job. I had to find that out. I was living an ideal life, a great job, a great husband, kids, we had money, and I was still unhappy. I had everything I thought I wanted, and I was still unhappy. What does that say? That says it's an inside job. When you ignore what's going on inside of you, you're going to be miserable. Why do you think there are so many miserable people out there? Why do you think they're all chasing Donald Trump and all his hatred and fear mongering that goes on? Why do you think this person is so popular? Because he's saying you don't have to take responsibility for your life. It's the immigrant's fault, or it's the president's fault, or any other thing that's out there. No, no, no. Don't go inward. Don't take responsibility for yourself. It's someone else's fault. And when you blame it on someone else, you're never going to find happiness. And as we whip ourselves into a frenzy of fear or hatred or any of those other anxiety or negative emotions, we are missing out on living a life that is full of joy. Full of joy. What is wrong with us? And I will say, okay, I'll say this. We are we are not taught this. I get it. We're not taught this. And actually, we're taught a lot of things that are a lot different. We're taught to be fearful. We can't change it ourselves. It's someone else's fault. I get it. But if you truly seek, that's why you're listening to this radio show. If you truly seek, you will find and you will understand. I wrote all about it in my book, The 8 Keys, a Special Delivery Message from the Angels. Go to my website. Quit pooping around with this. Get on it. Life is too short. Geez, and if you don't learn the lesson, you got to come back next time and do it again. So where are your thoughts going today? Divine love creates miracles. You want miracles in your life? You're going to have to tap into love. You're going to have to love yourself. Ooh, that's a tricky one. Most people don't want to do that. That's why they go the other route. That's why they're miserable. That's why they're angry. That's why they're unhappy. So much easier just to blame someone else. Personally, I don't get it, but that's just me. Once I knew it was within me, I had to take the steps to clear it out. What do I need to do to heal? Tell me, angels. Give me wisdom and understanding. Guide my path. And listen. Be in present moment. Don't let the ego take over. Oh, man, ego. Ooh. It's on a rampage, that ego. Holy smokes. And I get it, too. And other people are getting it. And most people are letting the ego control them. Don't let the ego make decisions for you. What do you want in your life? Now, this is 2016. We are in crown chakra energy, and we're moving up from here. It was a post today on Facebook. It's September 1st, and some big astrological something is happening. There's always some big astrological something happening. Have you noticed that? Like every other day? This full moon, that full moon, this, whatever it is. Anyways. Oh, Mercury goes into retrograde and everybody goes into a panic. Well, that's a consciousness that you choose to believe in. Personally, Mercury in retrograde does not have effect on me. My internet is always kind of screwed up, like it was today. And it always gets taken care of. When you get a frequency that's high enough, you override Mercury in retrograde. When you get a frequency that's high enough, the consciousness of the rest of the world does not affect you. You can be abundant in the middle of the Great Depression. It's just how it works, because it is your belief system that creates. You are the master of your universe. You are the master of your universe. You are the master of your universe. You create as you go. And you need to embrace that. Make a list of what you want. Focus on the good. The universe is good. The universe is complete. The universe is unlimited. The universe is full of love for you. You are a unique and amazing individual. And the universe wants you to be able to express yourself in an unlimited way. Unlimited. Why not? What do you really want to do? And somehow the universe works it out. That's the part I like, because I don't have to fight. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to scream and yell. I don't have to climb mountains anymore, because the universe will figure it out. And that is the tricky part, letting go of the ego and allowing yourself to go, okay, angels, show me what I need, and allowing the angels to show you what you need. And then you just keep going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's how it works. It's an interesting scenario. It's even clearer now than it ever used to be, in case you haven't noticed. The universe responds faster. There's a little doodah that happened the other day. something that... I went through, and it's like, wow. It was an ending of one thing, and then the beginning of something else. And I remember thinking to myself, that would be really nice. And it is. I just got it. Ha! Did I panic because it was the end of something? Did I go into fear because my life was changing? Did I jump out the window because I didn't know what was going on? Did I cry, moan, groan, and scream? I have been known to, but I didn't this time. It's all good. And it's all good in your life. It may not be happening or coming together the way you want it to. Many of you who already call, who already listen to this radio show are already spiritual. You've already got this information. I did a reading the other day, and the person said, I know this stuff. And it's like, yes, most of us do. But we're not putting it into practice, because the physical world seems more real than the spiritual world. It just does, for a while. Now my spiritual world is much more real than the physical world. But you got to work on it to get there. You got to quit listening to your ego and just say, okay, angels, take away my fear. Take away my fear. Give me clarity. Show me what I need to know. Take away my depression. Take away my anxiety. Take away my boredom at this job and show me what I need to know. We talk ourselves in or out of anything, folks. It's what we do. I remember when I wanted to leave my job, and the angels had already started speaking to me. They had already given me information. It's in my book. It was coming in as clear as a bell, and I got frustrated. May, when things, my foundation started to crack, because I said, oh, my God, there must be more to life than this. By October, it's like, okay, I'm ready to leave this job. Let's get on it. And I was restless, and I was kind of complaining and whining because it hadn't happened yet. First, I whined and moaned and groaned and complained because I knew they wanted me to quit my job, which was over half of my husband's and my income, over half. So I was moaning, and then I finally said, okay, yes, 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 I'll quit my job. And then I was, you know, 6 months later, I'm whining, moaning, groaning, and complaining because it hasn't happened yet. I'm still at this job. And I was told, get over it. It will happen in divine timing. And you talk yourself in or out of anything. Give it your best. This is where you are, and you are there because you're supposed to be. And I did. I put my energy back into it. I was peaceful in each and every day, and it was 6 more months before I got out of there. But I spent those 6 months peaceful. I said, okay, angels, thank you. I won't be at this job very long. Thank you so much for the new job that's coming to me. And I was peaceful. Go with the flow. The universe has got your back. And when it finally happened, the path was paved with gold. Gold, which means it was easy peasy. It was easy peasy because I didn't allow my ego to control my emotions. Didn't allow my ego to make decisions for me. Got it? The summer is almost over. Ooh, looks like it's going to rain here. The summer is almost over, and I hope you have enjoyed it. Every day is precious. Every day is a gift. It is an opportunity to learn something. It is an opportunity to flood yourself with divine love. It is an opportunity to see a miracle. It is an opportunity to relax in the moment and be grateful. Every day, when it's all said and done, you don't want to remember that you wind your way through your life like complain. You want to remember the love. Even if you're in a relationship you don't like, just bless the other person. Thank them. You don't have to thank them in, sometimes that's not possible, in the physical form, but send that energy out. Bless them for the lessons. And allow yourself to relax and say, okay, I'm done here. I'm cutting my cords with this person. I'm releasing all my karma with this person or the job or any of the other things. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm looking forward to, here's what I truly want. I want my hunk-a-chunk of burning love. I want a job I can be creative at. I want to live near the water, whatever it is. Oh, my God, and it brings such peace and joy. It makes me smile. And then that's the energy going out. Pretty cool. But you got to do that. Because the universe is very literal. Very, very, very literal. And can only bring you what you are open to receive. So thank you. I am ready for more. Let's get to the callers. September 18th, I will be in Scottsdale, Arizona with Purple Lotus Productions at a psychic fair. I always look forward to that. I'll be selling my books and my movie and Love My Youth Lotion there. Please look on my, could be just on my Facebook page or look up Purple Lotus Productions. I'm not sure if it's on my website yet. I know the newsletter's coming out next week and it should be all together by then. And then I'll be at the Healing Expo in Addison, Texas, in the middle of October. I think that's the 15th and 16th. I could be wrong about that. Then I'll be at Miracles of Joy doing classes and readings the first weekend of November and back to Houston in the first weekend of December. They requested I come back, so we're checking out traveling in the winter. Holy smokes. Could be interesting. So blessings to you all. I'm going to 415. Give me your name and where you're calling 415. Hello there, you're on the air.
Hi, hello, this is Catherine from San Francisco.
Hi, Catherine from San Francisco, how are you?
Well, there hasn't been any summer here yet. It's the coldest, darkest in 50 years or something crazy. So the weather, not so good this summer, but...
Boy, and you miss it, don't you? You're a goddess, you know, you miss the warmth.
Oh, I am, yeah. I'm really sensitive to overcast.
Yeah. We have had that. This too shall pass, but I live at 7,000 elevation, and we had that cold weather last year and the year before.
Wow.
And it was, I told my husband, I says, we're supposed to have four seasons up here, and I told him, I said,
right.
It feels like it's just 59 degrees all year round.
Yes.
That's boring.
Exactly.
I know. It was the strangest thing. And then this year we had warmth June and July, and then this last month has been cold again. There's a lot of energy swirling around the earth itself, and the energy of it is shifting and changing. But I know how you feel. We're actually headed to Phoenix this weekend because it's going to be 100 degrees, and it's like we both just need to get some warmth. So I encourage you to maybe go down farther south or something and try and get some of that sun. It really does lift your spirit because you are like me, very sensitive to that.
Yeah,
I gotcha. And you know, San Francisco is a pretty cool place. And I mean that as not as
weather,
but a pretty cool place to live, and a lot of interesting people, but people are also feeling extremely off balance too. And so it can get, being in the city like that with such diversity, and such a mix of energy, and things are just extremely intense these days. And it is part of that clearing of the crown chakra. And people are experiencing that clearing, but, a lot of people are responding with anger because they just don't want to do it. So you've got a lot, like I said, a lot of diversity and a lot of energy piled up in one place. So, getting away from it, if you can, or take a drive or whatever, take a walk, nourish your own soul. So what's your question today, my dear?
Well, everything you were saying was a match for me, of course, in your opening. And just about clarity, and if I'm blocking myself from seeing the answers or the clarity and moving forward are the words that hit me.
Yeah, and you are. You are moving forward, even. I know what this is like. You want to move forward.
Yes.
And there, I've had this in my own life. It's like, God, I'm laying in bed, and it's like, what am I doing wrong? Why can't I hear your voice?
Yeah.
It's like, what is happening here? And what we have to go back to is to understand that divine timing is what's happening here.
Okay.
And that every single day, if you get nothing, if you get, if you don't get do this, then do something for you. It's just about you. And just say thank you. Because the more gratitude you pour out into this, because gratitude brings you to that knowing that says everything is happening behind the scenes in divine timing for my best and highest good. When you have that knowing, and this is the teaching that you are getting, to have that as a concrete spot in your heart that says, I know that everything is working out for my best and highest good, and when the time is right, the door is open. And that is where we have to go, that no matter what is happening, even if nothing is happening, that we're exactly where we're supposed to be, and that the universe is blessing us. So just go have fun, go see a movie, take a nap, go for a walk, take a belly dancing class, do something fun, And you'll know. You are connected. And
mm-hmm.
I realize, remember, there's a lot of other people's energy swirling around. This is not what
okay.
you want to take in. You want to focus
Got
on
it.
Yourself, put that pink bubble around you, clear out your own energy. Okay, angels, get rid of my doubt and fear and just show me how to have fun. And this is strengthening you. This is a part of the journey when nothing
okay.
happens. And that's why, and this is why we get screwed up, because we keep thinking, shouldn't more be happening? And
yeah.
we forget that it's all happening behind the scenes, and it's supposed to be simple and easy, and it's supposed
yeah.
to be fun for us, while the work is happening with the angels, creating the synchronicity for you, and it's a hard concept, but it is the one you need to learn, because this will happen many times in your life, and you just want to be able to enjoy it. Let the angels do the work, right?
Right.
You got this, girl.
Yeah, my birthday, I'm on the cusp. My birthday is the 22nd of this month. So I feel pressure
of September.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I put pressure on myself.
Yeah,
part Virgo. I'm like, I have to do this so much by my birthday, you know.
No, you don't. And that will And that will be, my dear, the lesson.
Yeah.
To go with the flow instead of setting arbitrary limitations for ourselves or limits for ourselves.
Right.
And because what happens if you don't have this done by your birthday, then there must be something wrong with you. Or you must have
right.
done something wrong. And that's the ego. And what
okay.
the universe is saying is, my God, you're young. You're in San Francisco. Go have fun. Fun, get an ice cream cone, take a walk, whatever it is. We got this. We got your back, baby.
Got it.
That is what these times of nothing happening is all about. Us being able to accept that everything's happening behind the scenes. I have finally reached that point where I can do that now. And for a
That's
long
good.
Time, I couldn't. That's why I understand where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually go, I'm okay with nothing happening. I'm going to go take a nap or, you know, create something or just watch. I'm going to watch TV. And it's okay. You know, make love to my husband, whatever it is. So this is where you nurture yourself. Do what do I really want to do today? I don't want to do anything. Okay, angels, I'm good. And enjoy it. Enjoy doing nothing. Learn how to do nothing. Learn how to just be. That's part of it.
Right.
Got it?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you this. Your message from the angels is you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So enjoy the moment. You're good, honey. You're good. You got this. You're connected.
Okay.
I know.
Great.
I understand. And you know what? Maybe take a drive to where the sun is shining. It will help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Warm.
Yes, 3-day weekend.
Someplace,
so.
Yeah, you can wear a bathing suit and be warm. I so get that. Take care, honey. I'll talk to you next week. Let me know if you found warmth this weekend.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, man, goddess needs the sun. I'm telling you. Whew, no matter what the whole yin and yang thing says, oof, boy, need a little bit of warmth into that skin. And got to have that. Okay, 917. 917, wait a minute. I hit the wrong one.
It's 646, Linda.
646, hi, honey. Jesus. Right in there. Now, wait one second. 917, you're next. Hold on. I know. I just went to jump on 917. They've been holding forever, and then they slipped your number in there. Who am I speaking
Magic.
To?
Magic. Earth Mom.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. In, out, up, down, but good. And just kind of checking in with you.
The energy around you has been shifting and changing. And
totally.
If you're feeling a little schizophrenic,
yeah.
It's okay. Because this is shifting you to the next higher frequency. And you may jump an extra one there, frequency. So just gratitude, 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 gratitude. Thank you for my incoming money. Thank you for my incoming love. Thank you for this amazing life of these amazing, it's an amazing time to be alive, an amazing time to experience miracles every single day, even if it's just getting up and going, you know, everything's okay. Life is okay. And that's miraculous in itself, because there were many, many days for you where you woke up and went, oh, my God, do I have to be here again? Go ahead.
I got a question. Last night I was communicating with some people in spirit. I don't want to say their names, but can you just validate or verify that the people I was communicating with was well, especially the one person that I was communicating with was the one person. He was a spiritual leader who's passed on.
You know, yes. And I will say this. Here's my personal experience in on this. You want to stick with communicating with your angels or God or source or universe or whatever, because this is new. What's happening on the planet and what is happening with you, this is new. And we haven't had this frequency on the planet since the time of Atlantis. So I have
found, I just got chills, Linda. I mean, I know I was there.
Yeah, of course you were. And we're finally getting back into that energy again and finding our footing. Now, some of these entities that are on the other side want to experience this frequency through you or me or someone else. So I have actually worked with people who, you know, the guide wasn't really helping them at all, but experience without having to come to the planet and get in their own physical body, they were experiencing this through that person. And it's not necessarily a bad thing or a negative thing, but that's not really what you need. You have to take care of you and then focus on the higher frequency for yourself. So, yes, you are communicating with them. And if they want to experience this higher frequency, they need to show up in a physical body like bravely you did and I did, and let them have their own experience in this amazing high frequency. Do you understand?
Well, I do. I don't remember who called who, and I was asking him about a situation that he would know about because it was from his culture or is from his culture. And when he was here, he was pretty high up.
That's okay. Everything has changed.
Okay.
That's just what I want you to know. I would, and of course, you're going to have to run this through your heart center.
Yeah.
You're going to have to run this through your heart center and see where your comfort level is.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you knew this person before in another lifetime, which is some of the closeness that you feel there. But still, you know, run this through your heart center and to stick with the highest frequency available.
Yes.
Universe, God, source, angels, whatever it is. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you, sweetie pie.
Okay. All right. And good job, by the way. You get a high five and an atta girl. Way to go.
Thanks for your help, girl. Lots of
Take
love.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay. So that was a whole nother thing. As I said, I'd stick with the highest frequency. Let me just communicate. And you know what? Chit-chatting. All I do is say, okay, angels, I just need some clarity. And then I walk away and go have, you know, lunch. And you'll get clarity. Let's not complicate things, shall we? Clarity comes through not spending too much time focusing on the issue. When you let go, that's when, and allow yourself to be in present moment, grateful for the present moment, that's when the universe can talk to you and go, oh, okay. And you get an idea or you see something and it comes to you. That's how it works. 520, What must be Arizona 520. You're on the air. Hello there. Hello. 520. Oh, hello. Listening at work. Okay. Call back. So we've all got, we're all kind of spinning in circles. This is new energy. This is new frequency. These are new experiences for us. And it's not happening the way it used to happen 5 years ago, last year, the year before, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. It's not happening the same way, and it won't. No matter how uncomfortable you are, and the more uncomfortable you are, the more the universe is trying to get you out of your old ways of doing things and move you into a place where you're willing to go with the flow more, where you're willing to be, you know, relaxed, even if you don't understand what is happening. To master this is huge freedom for your soul and your spirit. To be able to master this energy of not worrying, of not overanalyzing, of saying your commands to the universe, thank you, thank you, thank you, give me clarity, thank you, thank you, thank you, send me my hunk a chunk of burning love, thank you, I am done with this job, I cut the cords with all these people, bring me a new job, and go to the job and bless it, thank you, I won't be here very long, and then go enjoy your life. To worry is a waste of your energy and your life force. It is not even important anymore. Nothing is that important anymore. All you got to do is believe, trust, attach. Believe, trust, attach. Divine love creates miracles. When you step into the love and master this, my friends, you will never reach a point where you don't have any fear at all. It'll pop up every now and again, but you can master it so that you stay in the love and not allow the fear to take over your life. That's just how it goes. Let me say the affirmation for you that are still listening or you that are in the archives. It's today's affirmation for empowerment from Florence Shavel Shin. All obstacles now vanish from my pathway. Yeah, all obstacles now vanish from my pathway. My good now flows to me in a steady, unbroken, ever-increasing stream of success, happiness, and abundance. Goodness and grace shall follow me all the days of my life. I am open to receive. Thank you, Florence Shavel Shin. Make the command. All obstacles now vanish from my pathway. My good now flows to me in a steady, unbroken, ever-increasing stream of success, happiness, and abundance. Goodness and grace shall follow me all the days of my life. I am open to receive. And I say that with passion from my heart for my life, for myself. The photo beneath it, everything you are seeking is seeking you in return. Whew, what do you have to worry about, people? Everything you are seeking is seeking you in return. Therefore, everything you want is already yours. Duh. It is simply a matter of being more aware of what you already possess, which means be in the moment. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everything I need is on my pathway. That's it. End of story. And when we whine, moan, groan, and complain, we only push all our good away. So I'm going to try again on the last caller before I go. 520, can we talk? I can't hear you. 520? Okay. I'm leaving you on. I'm sorry I can't connect. So check that out. It is on my Facebook page. Everything you are seeking is seeking you in return. We have nothing to worry about. The world will tell you you have everything to worry about, but we have nothing to worry about. The more you know that, the more you will rise in frequency. The more you rise in frequency, the more you will master the simplest of tasks as letting go. Letting the universe create from a place of joy for you. Because that's what the universe does. When you are open to receive, you get all the good stuff. It may crack your foundation at first, but the good stuff is there for you. It is up to you to believe in that higher power, to trust that that higher power has got your back, and to detach on how it is brought to you, and then surround everything with love. Those are the first four of the eight keys. Forgiveness, gratitude, all that good stuff. All right, everybody, I will be back. I'll be back next Thursday. And the days go by fast. Please, please, please just enjoy. Enjoy your life. As you get